Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome everybody to the show, it's real talk. Panel full of open minds, giving you real thoughts. You always go and get the realest. We all entitled to opinions, don't get in your feelings. To further assess, breaking it down, we bring on an expert. Scroll through our history, here's some of our experts. May of 2013, marks the beginning. Passion and dedication, that was the engine. Shouts to Grip for producing the track. Pitched him the recipe, and he came up with crack. Back to this real talk, you should really check us out. Providing voices for the people, this is what we about. Bringing skilled and talented guests on from different places. All are welcome, different views, different races. Here's the top that's intriguing beyond. It is Real Talk Radio, the best ones doing.
Oh, I'm unmuted. Welcome to Israel Talk Radio. I don't know where Kay is. He's MIA, of course, at the beginning of the show. But I am Nizzy Nay, and welcome to Israel Talk Radio. I guess Kay's muted or something, or he's having technical difficulties with
there
his laptop. Oh, there he is. Oh, there's a missing person.
Yeah, you know what happened? You know, I called in on the cell, and then I also was called in on the landline as well. And so I'm not used to doing that, right? So I'm sitting there talking, but the cell was I had the house phone muted, and I had the cell phone on. I had the cell phone's mic on, but the cell phone is muted, so you won't get feedback because I got two phones in close proximity. So
God.
I had the cell phone muted, and I unmuted the cell phone as far as the switchboard instead of unmuting the landline, and that's where the mix-up came. I was talking the whole time. Like, I did a complete intro and everything. Like, it was and then you started talking, and I'm like, why can't she hear me? I'm like, oh, I had to look like, oh, all right, like, dang, you know. So, yeah, let's, you know, run that back. Welcome to It's Real Talk Radio. We are your hosts. I am Tay Real.
And I am Nizzy Hang.
And we are here briefly with you guys tonight. You know, as we have an interesting and controversial topic to discuss. Now, I'm going to let y'all know, we do have some audio that we're going to be playing, you know. And basically, you know, I typically go to the studio, you know, I try to go weekly, typically like, you know, every week. And I was in the studio, and some of the fellas was there, and I took my recorder with me. Just in case interesting topics ever pop up, I got the recorder on deck. So if we talk about something interesting that would be a good discussion for the show, I've already got audio from people, whereas though they don't have to be available to call in and share their opinions. We got everybody in the building already, like everybody just right there, you know, and the mic is right there, and boom, we just let it rip, you know. So the topic of conversation was, what would you do if you found out your child was gay? And we created, you know, different scenarios. Like, every person, it was all fellas. Every person I went to and I asked them, right, I asked them in a different way. You know, like, I would ask one person, what would you do if your daughter told you she was gay? Ask somebody else, well, what would you do if your son told you he was gay and he wanted to bring his his companion over the house for you to meet him and accept him and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Just trying to, you know, basically like switch it up a little bit, still keeping the topic at hand, and seeing how people feel, because, you know, this is something that people deal with on a daily basis, because, you know, I mean, this is 2017. I mean, I think the LGBT community is becoming more and more accepted every year, especially the lesbians. I feel like the lesbians definitely have it better than homosexuals. And it's crazy because, like, I'm like, is homosexual, like, is that politically correct? I think so. But, you know, I'd be, like, confused because I'm like, well, it's offensive to call, to say, I guess it's offensive to say homo, but it's not offensive to say homosexual. And that, is it offensive to say lesbo, but not lesbian? I don't know. I ain't gonna lie. You know what I mean? I'm not a part of the LGBT community, so I don't know. But I want to be respectful. You know what I mean? So, I don't know. Do you have any, you have any insight on that?
I actually have a coworker that is actually gay, and he does not prefer being called homosexual, but he is one of the men that, I don't know, he's kind of manly type. He's kind of feminine, but he's kind of manly type, too, at the same time. He doesn't like really feminine men that act real, you know, feminine and girly. He doesn't agree or understand transsexuals. He doesn't understand any of that. Even though he is gay. He asked me. He was like, I don't understand, you know, it doesn't make any sense to me how a man could feel comfortable dressing like a female. You know, and putting all the makeup on and doing this and doing, he don't understand it. He just don't.
So he dresses like a guy.
Oh,
he dressed like a straight guy.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. So he don't wear skinny jeans and all that stuff?
No. Not at all.
Okay. You know, because I think some gay guys feel like if they're a top, not a bottom, then they are in a different bracket. Like, I think they feel like it's more, you know, it's more of a dominant position to take, you know, as far as, like, you know, people being receptive to it. Like, it's like, well, I'm not like feminine gay, so respect me like you would the next man, because I'm not feminine. Like, I'm not, like, I don't act girly, I don't bend my wrists, I don't cross my legs. Like, I'm still a man, you know what I mean? And I hit you in your mouth if you got a problem, you know what I mean? So respect me. So I think they feel like they need to be in a different bracket as opposed to, like, the feminine homosexuals.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? And he said he doesn't like that word, or he doesn't like to be called that, right?
Yeah, he doesn't like to be called homosexual. And he said he doesn't like to be defined as gay. That's just his preference. So he wants to be known as who he is, you know, not this gay guy or this homosexual or anything like that. He just wants to be known as a typical guy. That his
No, it's never typical about having sex with a man. Like, a man having sex with a man, that's not typical. So you can't, like, for my thing is, like, you can't have it both ways. You know what I mean, Nizzy? Like, you can't have it both ways. If you want that type of respect, you got to be straight. You know what I mean? You got to be straight. You got to like vagina and vagina only. So once you cross over, it's like you lose that privilege. You can't have it both ways. You cannot play both sides of the fence. And it's crazy because it is a double standard. And one day we're going to definitely have to do a show on the double standards of homosexuals and lesbians, because I feel like lesbians have it way better than homosexuals, because, like, guys, it's like, oh, yeah, that's sexy. Women tend to not judge gays as much or as harsh, regardless if it's homosexuals or lesbians. Women tend to be a lot more open-minded, other than the ones that's typically that's, you know, tied in for religious purposes, you know what I mean? Other than the ones that's tied in for religious purposes or strong political views. Other than that, your average woman is totally open-minded. Like, for instance, Nizzy, does a homosexual or a lesbian bother you in any way, shape, or form?
No.
See? Instantly, easy. She ain't had to think twice about it. That's as typical for, like, women just don't care. It's the men. And men think that a girl on girl is sexy. They just want you to be bi because a man wants to be, he wants to get in on the fun. So it's like, it's cool, it's sexy, but don't just be a lesbian. Be bi so I can get some of that action too. You know what I mean? That's the only thing that most men feel like, you know, that's the only thing they have against it. Like, well, if you just gay and that's it, and you're not bi, then, I mean, I can't get no action. So where do I fit in? I'm just stuck watching. You know what I mean? But when it comes to a guy, they're like, oh, you know, they're dropping all types of F-bombs, and not the one with the K at the end. You know what I mean? And, you know, it's like you're like the scum of the earth. You know what I mean? And I think there's definitely some ignorance with that. I think there's a lot that ties into that. You know what I mean? And I think that it definitely needs to stop. It's definitely ridiculous. And I think as long as a person minds their business, and, like, as long as a guy doesn't, like, come to you and try to holler at you or, you know what I mean, offend you in some way, shape, or form, you know, as far as your sexuality, with his sexuality, if he's gay, then so be it. Like, why are your views so strong that it's like you, like, wanted some type of altercation with the guy? He ain't do nothing or violate you or say nothing wrong to you or nothing. That's my issue. You can feel the way you feel. You can strongly disagree. You can, you know, have a debate. You know what I mean? You know, that's all cool. But, you know, I don't understand why people want to, like, get, like, physical and, you know what I mean, take it to that extreme. Like, especially the people that's, like, you know, they're going to hell and all this. It's like, man, for real. Like, you know, people that take it that far, you know what I mean? But, like, you know, when you tie religion and politics to it, it always changes the conversation. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's not cool. And I do feel as though that, you know, need to, like, you know, let people be them as long as they're not bothering you. You know what I mean? And whatever you say, it's like, how would you feel is how you feel, but as far as, like, getting on social media and stuff like that, and, like, just going out your way to, like, you know, just publicly say nasty things, you know what I mean, because of a person's sexuality, is like, you know, you're no better than, you know, like, the you know, people that make this world a less pleasant place, like, you know, knuckleheads, gangbangers, you know what I mean? Troublemakers, like, that stuff, you know what I mean? Like, how are you any better than them if you're making people feel low about themselves, you know what I mean? We're going to definitely have to do a show on the double standards on lesbians and homosexuals. And I'm still trying to figure out if I'm, like, I got to get more in touch with the LGBT community, because I feel like every time I say homosexual, I'm saying something wrong. But I'm like, but the word is in the dictionary. It's like literally the politically correct term as far as by definition. But
I think that when we start to talk about that, that we should get Corey on the show, because Corey knows a lot.
Right. You're right. Yeah.
About it.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
She's a part of the community too, right?
Yeah. And hers is complicated. She's like part of the really super long acronym one that I don't even know. I got to Google it because I don't even know all of the letters. But yeah, she is a part of that community. But she isn't, I don't know. She's a part of the community. Yeah, she's a part of the community. Yeah, I forgot which acronym she considers herself, but don't get me trying to figure it out. But yeah, she's a part of the community. So you're right. We need a member of the LGBT community to have that conversation and like really take it in depth and like kind of take it to the next level. And I got to find out, because I got to find out, like, all right, once and for all, am I saying something wrong? Because if I am, I want to correct it. But I need somebody that's familiar with that community, that can actually tell me if I'm saying it wrong, it's offended people, what should I say? Should I just say gay? I feel like when I say gay goes for both genders, male or female. So gay is not, I feel like saying homosexual and lesbian is just specifying the gender. That's it. It's not like meant to be like degrading or offensive, but I guess it's not up for me to determine that because I'm not the one that's a part of that community, And, I don't know. We'll figure it out. We'll get to the bottom of it. But with that said, back to the topic at hand. I guess ladies first, Nizzy. Let's do this. I create two scenarios for you. You create two scenarios for me, one for the son and one for the daughter, I'll go first, I'll let you go first. I'll create the scenario first. So your son says he needs to talk to you about something serious, and he's like, he takes you out, he's older, he's about, let's say, 20. And he takes you out to dinner, and while y'all sit down at the table, mother, son, date, at a nice little restaurant, sits you down, and, he just, says he wants to talk to you about something. And when he starts elaborating, he lets you know that he is gay. He's been gay for quite a while. He's not bi-curious or anything. He's just straight gay. Yes, he's had girlfriends when he was a teenager. You met some of them before. But it's over. He's gay. He's 100% gay. He has no plans on crossing back over. The idea of a vagina turns him off. And, if he has kids, he'll probably adopt. He definitely does not care to engage in sexual intercourse with a woman. He is totally 100% turned on to men. And, there won't be any grandkids because he's not biological ones because he's not into women. And, he wants to know how you feel and if you can accept that. And, how would you respond to that?
So let me break it down.
This is your only child. This is your only child. You're an older woman now. He's 20. You're about 50. So you're definitely not having no more kids at this stage in life. And he's saying he's gay. He doesn't plan on having kids. If he does, he'll adopt. So there won't be any biological grandkids. So you got to take that into account as well. How do you respond to that conversation?
I don't even know. I really don't. I don't even know. I would be okay with it. That's his choice. I wouldn't like the fact that he didn't want no more. he didn't want, I wasn't going to have no grandkids, but that's his choice at the end of the day. So there's nothing I really can do about it.
So it would be like, you know, it would be business as usual. It wouldn't be this, you know, this period of disappointment and trying to learn to accept it or anything like that. You would just be totally just, you'd be fine with it, and it wouldn't be a big deal?
No, not to me, no.
Okay, not surprising at all, because as I was saying, typically women are a lot more open-minded when it comes to, you know, the LGBT community and just, you know, being gay, you know? Yeah, women are typically more open-minded to that. Now, change the scenario. Now, your daughter, you know, 24, just graduated with a bachelor's degree, you know, doing good for herself. And she lets you know that she is actually bi. You know, she's bi. She's, you know, not only is she bi, but she's in a three-way relationship with a boyfriend and a girlfriend. And, you know, she still lives with you. She hasn't gotten out on her own yet. She still lives with you. And she wants you to be not only receptive to it, but to allow for both of her partners to come over and, you know, live their triangular relationship. You know what I mean? And how would that play out for you as far as like being accepting of that? Let's change the age, because 24 is so old, there's not much you can say. For controversy's sake, let's say she's only 18. Let's say she's 18. Let's change that. Yeah, she's 18. You know, 18, a senior at high school, didn't graduate yet, but she graduates this May. You know, she got a few months to go. And she is bi. And she has a boyfriend and a girlfriend. And, you know, they don't go to high school or anything, you know. But, yeah, she has a boyfriend and a girlfriend around her same age, you know, seniors as well. And she wants you to be not only receptive, but to let them come over, stay the night, and, like, you know, them to have that three-way thing openly at your house.
Okay.
And you have a 13-year-old daughter who is still trying to figure out herself, you know, as far as, like, you know, 13 is that age where you're trying to understand yourself. And you had no idea that she was even gay, let alone in a three-way relationship. And the 13-year-old looks up to her. But she wants you to be open to let her, both of her partners come over, hang around each other, you know, just open. Like, you know, they can all lay up on each other, smooch each other, three-way kisses. You know what I mean? Like, don't judge her. Don't embarrass her in front of her lovers, plural. Let them stay the night, you know, and let them be in the room with the door shut, doing whatever they do. Totally open. Totally open season. How do you respond to that one?
Well, I would have to explain to her that can't be happening in my house. She's got to make up her mind. Why are you laughing?
No, I was just saying, you know, I kind of wasn't expecting you to say that one, you know, that it's not going to be happening in your house, you know, because we were just talking about how females are, you know, typically open-minded to those types of scenarios. So, yeah, please elaborate why that's not happening in your house.
I would tell her that it's not happening in my house, and she would have to make up her mind as to what she wants to do, because that's not right. You have somebody that's looking up to you regardless if you're bi, straight, whatever. you know, you still have to make up your mind because there's a child that looks up to you. So you can't be having that in the house.
So is the main, is you saying the main issue is the fact that your younger daughter is in the house as well, and because of that, that can't be happening in the house? Is it that more so?
Confused.
Okay.
It confused her.
So if it wasn't for you having a younger daughter in the house, and she wanted to do that in that same scenario, you wouldn't have an issue?
Yeah, I would still have an issue.
What would the issue be then?
It would be the same thing if it was a boy. It would be the same issue. You need to make up your mind.
So you're saying make up her mind about, like, if you're going to, if you want to date men or women, but both is just like a little too much for you. You're dating two people opposite sex at the same time.
Basically,
I mean, because some could argue that, you know, the B in LGBT stands for bi, and if you exclude that, then you're still, you know, dismissing a part of the community. Like, they're like, wait, well, what's wrong with my being bi and wanting to have two partners? She's bisexual. Men and women are a part of our community as well, and it's, you know, you can't accept one part and not accept the other part. So what would your response be to that argument?
What?
I'm saying, what would your response be to that argument? The representatives of the LGBT community who say, wait, how do you exclude the bisexual men and women, and if your daughter's bi and you're not receptive to that, you want to make her choose, you're still excluding a part of the community. How do you respond to that?
I just wouldn't have it in my house. She can't have it around those 13-year-old kids.
Okay, so it is mainly about the impression that it's leaving, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
That could open up a whole other can of worms, because you know how that conversation could go. It's like, well, what do you mean? What are you saying? Like, you know, so what? What if she decides that she wants to be gay too? Is that a problem? Like, what's wrong with being gay? What's wrong with that? People are their own, you know, it could be very sensitive. And, oh, my goodness. Hopefully she is the real, real super sensitive, emotional person on top of being a part of the LGBT community, because you know that is going to, yeah, that's going to blow up in your face. You know that, right?
Yeah.
She might even start crying and screaming, and it might get crazy in there, you know. Sensitive topic, man. You got anything for me? You don't have to be as detailed as me, but anything. I'm lay it on me, whatever.
What if you had a son and I don't know. What if you had a son and he was 20 years old and he came to you for the first time and said he was gay, and he didn't want no children?
Yeah. 20, come to me, says gay, and he don't want children. And I would definitely be upset, you know. I wouldn't even know, I was like, is this my only son, or do I have more kids?
No, this is your only son.
See, that's going to be super hurtful, because you're the one that passes on the family legacy. Our chapter of the family goes through you, and you pass the last name on, along with the genetics. You know, so to miss out on that you know, to exclude that from our family tradition, it's like, wow, so it really stops here. Like, that's a hard thing to swallow, you know. And then on top of that, take on to the fact that he, you know, I had to, you know, learn to accept that, you know, that male, that father-son bond that we have as far as, like, you know, watching the game together, talking about women together, you know, like, oh, yeah, she bad, da-da-da, she's fat, or, yeah, who's, like, the sexiest celebrity in the game, or whatever, like, just those types of conversations that a father and son can have. Not to say that he isn't going to like sports anymore because he's gay, because it depends on how gay. Like, is he gay, like, he is the dominant one, or he's, like, the feminine one?
That's a different conversation.
Those are two different conversations. Because now if you're saying he's like feminine gay, now that does take away from a lot of stuff now, a lot of bonding. He's a feminine gay. So now it's like we hardly can relate to anything because he's like feminine. Like an angle. So if he's like feminine gay, it's going to cause massive damage to our relationship. But I'm going to always love my child regardless and, you know, try to be there the best way I can. But I know for a fact that if he's, like, feminine gay, it would probably cause massive damage to our bond. And I'm going to start thinking, like, where did I go wrong? What did I do? Like, you know what I mean? I think as a father, as a straight man, as an alpha dog, and as a father, you can't help but start thinking about, like, stuff like that when that happens. You know what I mean? And, you know, if it did come a scenario like that, like, hopefully it wouldn't be like, you know, it was like the feminine gay, because if it was the feminine gay, I'm just afraid of how much damage it would cause in the bond and, you know, us being able to do certain things and relate to certain things. Even if it's dominant gay, that's still going to be like, man, well, you know, so many questions and it would be a big challenge. You know, your family, you find a way to get through it. Then, like, the what's the role of the mother? You know, like, because how does that tie in? Because is the mother, like, is she a good mother? And is she going to weigh in on it? And, you know we're going to talk about, like, you know, it's a layered type of situation. You know what I mean? But, yeah, I think it would definitely cause some damage, though. Like, it probably would because as a man, as a father, and as an alpha dog, it's like, you know, the main thing you pride yourself on is, you know, making sure your son is like what you feel as though is an upgraded version of you. And not to say that a gay person is less of a person, but you see yourself and your child in certain instances. And having such a gap in life views and sexuality changes the narrative so much that it's like, wow, you know what I mean? Like, it actually makes it difficult to manage. But I think over time, people learn, like, you know how, like, you feel like you're going to kill yourself or hurt yourself or be depressed for the longest time, like, you know, after a bad breakup, and then after a while you get better and you get over it. I think, like, it's one of those types of scenarios where eventually you can get through it regardless of what it is. But yeah, it just it kind of depends on certain things, like feminine gay, how gay, you don't like girls at all, like what you in this scenario you said no. Yeah, it would probably definitely cause a gap, like to where as though we would probably never. I think we could recover from it, but it probably would never be the same again as far as like the father son bond, because it's gonna affect it. Because it eliminates so many male bonding scenarios that a father and son typically has. And that's a crying shame and really sad. And you know what I mean? I just would hope that a scenario like that would never, ever happen. You know what I mean? Because I ain't got nothing to do with nobody else, and I'm totally open-minded. But when you talk about my own child and the plans I have and, you know, how I see us bonding in the future, as he gets older, we can have more adult-like conversations. and you take that away, it's almost like a sword to the gut. You know what I mean? It would be tough. It would take a lot of prayer. You know, it'd take a probably therapy, family therapy, a lot of stuff. You know, but had to find a way to get through it because it's still family at the end of the day. Got to be able to coexist even if the bond is affected. You know. And which it would be affected, but you don't want it to be affected so much that you can no longer be in the same household anymore. You know what I mean? Like, at all. Like, can't even be at a family function together. You don't want it to be that bad. You know what I mean? So you try your best to make sure that it doesn't go that deep, you know? You with me, Nizzy?
Yep.
Yeah, so that's just one of those things, man. Super, super controversial. Now, we talked about this before, but this was back in 2014. So what I want listeners to do is to go and listen to the 2014 show that we did on this discussion. Let me go see exactly when it's dated. 2014. It was December 11th, 2014. It was titled, "How Would You Handle Figuring Out Your Child is Gay?" Basically the same exact conversation we're having right now. And then listen to this one and see if there's any difference. We haven't heard the show pretty much since we did it, like, you know, back in late 2014 or whatever. So, you know, it's been pretty much 3 years. You know, see where, you know, is there any difference? Like, did any of our, you know, views change? Like, you know, how have we adjusted ourselves, you know, life-wise since the last conversation? Or are we saying the same exact thing? Because, you know, 3 years, a lot can happen in 3 years. I know for a fact a lot has happened with me in the last past 3 years, for sure. So,
you got that right.
You know what I mean? Huh?
I said you got that right.
What you say?
I said you got that right.
Oh, yeah. Same with you, right, Nezzy?
Yeah.
I know you're in a different place right now. You know what I mean? I can tell you one thing. I am a lot more open-minded now, you know, than I was, you know, just 3 years ago. But, yeah, some things have definitely changed with me in the past 3 years for sure. So I'm actually interested. I'm going to actually check it out, too, when I get a chance and hear about, you know, so I can hear what we were talking about, what's the difference in the conversation, you know what I mean, even down to the conviction that in which we speak at, you know what I mean. I think it'll be very interesting. Now, as I was saying earlier, I've got audio from where I was in the studio with the fellas, and I asked them all to create scenarios like I just did with Nizzy, and, you know, created different scenarios for each of them. And then y'all gave their responses, and everybody pretty much kept it real and, you know, they spoke from the heart, you know. They spoke with conviction. It was very interesting. So we are going to play that audio for you, you know, and, you know, check it out. See what you think. See how you feel. See if you agree. See if you disagree. All that stuff, you know. And, yeah, because these types of conversations just have to get had. Because it's real life stuff that happens every day. And parents face this stuff every day. And every day that's probably hundreds, maybe even thousands of parents finding out every day for the first time that their child is gay. And they got to decide how they're going to accept it, how they're going to embrace it. You know what I mean? Some find out their child is gay, bi, transgendered, transsexual. You know what I mean? Like, you know, oh, that's, well, you know. So I guess if they're transgendered, they got to go through surgery, so you probably know at some point for that. So, I mean, you wouldn't expect somebody to just go get the surgery, come home one day, and go from being Justin to Jessica, like, just what they lead the Tuesday they're Justin, Wednesday they're Jessica. So I'm thinking the transgender conversation, I feel like it's kind of different. You know what I mean? Because it's like the sex change, the operation and all that stuff. I think it's a little different as far as that conversation. But nonetheless, people and parents and, you know, children of parents face these scenarios every day. So it's one of those real talk conversations that we just have to have, you know, do what we do, get to the bottom of it, you know? And I'm, what, Nizzy, what in the world is going on over there? What is that noise?
Because I had to leave my house. I gotta go do something.
Are you in a car?
Yeah.
I hear
a... yeah.
Hear the wind blowing with the windows rolled down or something?
Yeah.
Okay. Jeez. I had no idea. You played that all smooth. Because I had no idea you had even gotten a car. My friend's ignorant. You know, like, if I had gotten a car, it's going to be music playing. I wouldn't have been able to sit. I would have had to got off. Like, because it's going to, yeah, it would have been crazy. So, well, you know, I guess the best said, did you text me? I feel like I probably missed a text from you. I feel like you probably tried to tell me. No, I don't have a text. Okay. You're just playing it off in typical Nizzy fashion. Well, you know, with that said, we're going to get to this audio, and we're going to play this audio, see what y'all think. You know what I mean? Y'all know what to do. Y'all know how to catch us, man. It's real talk, right? First of all, you know all the information is going to be played on the outro anyway, but I know a lot of people probably hang up once they hear the outro play or click off once they hear the outro play. So, you know, it's realtalkradio.com. That takes you to our BTR page, and you can scroll and hear all the shows. You know what I mean? It's realtalkradio@gmail.com. It's our email address. You know what I mean? Hit us up. Get at us. You know what I mean? Chop it up with us. If you're a person that is, you know, that's looking to get onto the show and join in on one of these conversations, you know, we're definitely receptive of our callers. You know what I mean? You can also hit us up on Facebook. You can inbox us, all that good stuff. Nissy's about to go get laid, so we got to get out of here. We got to get out of here. So,
oh, my gosh.
You know, we're going to get to this audio, man, but it's Real Talk Radio. You know, we will catch y'all next week. It's your boy, Tay Real.
Hey, I'm Nizzy Nay.
Yeah, we out here. Thank you for listening to It's Real Talk Radio. You can catch us every week live on Blog Talk Radio by logging on to blogtalkradio.com/TayReal or by calling 347-838-9540. Unable to catch the live show? No problem. You can hear all of our archive shows on blogtalkradio.com, iTunes, or Stitcher. If you're interested in being a guest, you can email us or contact us on social media at itsrealtalkradio@gmail.com. It's Real Talk Radio. We're not just a brand. We're a family. But most importantly,